Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 3. Happy New Year.
Hey there, welcome back. This is Episode 3, and I'm hoping everybody had a good New Year's celebration this weekend, and that you've all managed to recover from it a bit. This is going to be another episode on the shorter side. I'm just going to do my weekly check-in and a review of the past week. Should have another piece of philosophy ready to go next week. Also this week, we have our first bit of feedback. Yay, I got voicemail. Please keep them coming. And please, if you've got time, post a comment on the blog. The daily comment spam is getting to be a little bit tiring. I'd like to see a few real comments. Time for me to go off to the scales. See what I weigh this week. I'm going to leave you with a little something to listen to from Neil Colhoun. Sorry if I mispronounce your name, Neil. All right, I'll be right back.
What do you get when you have a mysterious bounty hunter called Frank? A dead but alive hitman paired with an alive but should be dead thief. An escort girl. And the devil. You have Boiling Point, a free serialized novella, which is volume 1 of Frank by author Neil Colhoun. Find out more at neilcolhoun.com. And remember, please stay alive.
Okay, that was a promo from Neil Sorry, Neil. So the spelling keeps tripping me up. Adil apparently pronounces his name Neil Colhoun, but the last name is spelled C-O-L-Q-U-H-O-U-N. It's that silent Q-U in the middle that trips me up every time. That was for Neil's podcast novella, Frank Volume 1, Boiling Point. So I've just added this to my podcast list, and I'm looking forward to listening to it. There's something about a supernatural mystery that tends to pique my curiosity in a way that horror never really does. Anyway, my way in. Well, today on the scales, I am 304 pounds. This brings me down 1 pound from last week and puts me at 116 pounds lost so far. Woohoo. I think that's actually pretty good for this past week. This past week has been full of tech nightmares. I've been on vacation, but I swear I've spent more hours working on my home computer system this week than I would have done if I was at work all this week. I've been having problems with my Time Machine backups. Apparently, I had a problem with the drives disconnecting in the middle of backups and finally determined that my whole backups were corrupted and I've had to start over, which is a pain. Which makes me glad that I'm using CrashPlan for a secondary backup system, because now at least I've got something. I spent the whole week wrestling with it and trying to determine what I had that I could salvage. And it really just, it threw off just about the whole week. Not much of a vacation for my vacation. But I did get all of my exercises done. I started bright and early last Sunday and kept it up. Got the first 4 exercises out in 4 days, then took a day off, and then finished up my last exercise early on New Year's Eve. Well, earlier in the day, not actually on the eve. Felt good to actually go and make sure I got all the exercises in. I've noticed that since the winter's closed in that my times have been off a bit. I tend to look at my exercises in terms of improving my speed, because I'm trying to move up from walking to running. And when I first started, my times were off. And I finally got in some exercises that show me getting back up to speed where I feel like I should be. So that was good. Last couple exercises last week, my wife went and joined me, which was good because it means that she's getting out and exercising again. She's been off of her exercise a bit because she's been recovering from knee surgery, and it was very good to have her get out again, even though she's not moving very fast yet. Vacation, however, has done a number on my eating habits. Being able, staying up late at night and then sleeping in the morning because you don't have to be anywhere at a particular time, it tends to do odd things to you. And some days we got up and we just started doing things and didn't realize until hours later that it was deep in the afternoon and we hadn't had anything to eat. So that's really thrown off my eating habits, which is part of the reason why I figure I didn't lose more this week. Just because if you eat fewer larger meals, your body tends to retain more weight than if you eat smaller, regularly spaced out meals. And vacation has caused me to gravitate more towards a couple larger meals than three regular, more moderate meals and maybe a snack or two thrown in. That's one of the lessons for this week, I guess, is to try to keep to a regular schedule of eating because it makes it easier to control your food. So I guess moving forward, I am looking at getting back onto the regular schedule. Not so much looking forward to going back to work tomorrow, but looking forward to the fact that going to work means that I'm going to get back onto a regular schedule of food. Should get more control over things. Despite all the tech nightmares, I actually got up and got moving a fair bit. This week I've actually got feedback. Yay! So I've got a voicemail from Laura Frechette, so let's see what Laura has to say.
Hey Doc, it's Laura Frechette from ScriveneursCircle.com and FlyingIslandPress.com.
Ding ding.
I've got to say, the project that you've got going with the Shrinking Man Project is very inspiring, and I'm hoping to follow you and your progress, and hopefully it'll also help me keep to my weight loss goals as well. However, instead of losing pounds, I'm mostly looking at losing inches. So wish me luck and keep up the good work.
All right, Laura, thank you for your voicemail. I'm very happy to hear that my little podcast here has helped inspire you, and hope you will check back with us periodically and let us know how you're doing. Weight and inches and all that's just a convenient way to track how you're going from where you are now to where you want to be. For me, my total weight has been a convenient measure, but I also look at things like dropping pant sizes and such. So if you've got some specific measurements and you can track it with confidence, then that's great if that's a tracking method that works for you. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you so very much for leaving me voicemail. I'm just silly happy because I got voicemail. There are a lot of different ways that you can track weight loss. You don't have to do just pounds on the scale. And for some people, even if you're just going from, even if you're kind of happy with the weight you are, but you just want to get into shape, doing stuff to help get yourself into better shape is going to cause changes that are going to be measurable in different ways. Be mindful of whatever way you've chosen to measure your change. Don't expect really rapid results. You tend to get better and more long-lasting results when you take things slow. If something happens and you've got a bit of a setback, don't get all discouraged and quit. Just look at it as a sign that there's something else that you need to take into account. And, these are all things that I'm going to be addressing later in various philosophy sections. So, yay, Laura. Look forward to hear more from you. Anyway, if anyone else would like to offer their feedback, you can do so either by leaving comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can do as Laura did and leave me voicemail by calling 240 745-5022. And there's also a convenient gadget on the blog if you want to make that call without incurring long-distance charges by having Google Voice dial it up for you. All right, so that's been this week, and next week we should have a bit of a philosophy for you. Hope everyone has a good week, and enjoy the ride. Talk to you later. This podcast is copyright 2010 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Yes, I've got a voicemail from from Laura Frechette. So I've got a frog in my throat. Ah. If anyone else would like to offer their feedback, you can do so by being a real corny radio voice and crap all this. You can do so either by leaving comments on the blog at but you can't claim that it's yours, and you can't charge money for it, and right now you can't.